Curtis, anything that you have to say or any good news that you are going to give us about Baba? That something that may have cropped up in 4 years, something very heartwarming, the thing that will stir our hearts up.
But all that comes to mind is a story Margaret Price told me. One that I had never heard before, because living in Devon and being close to where Baba had his first contact with the Westerners at East Jellicombe, a place that Meredith Starr had engaged. And Meredith was very strict, in a way, more strict than Baba, much more addicted to meditation, and much more, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, and some, like Margaret, were rather rebellious. So on the first or second time that Baba was there was sufficient sun outside in the period after lunch, a period of rest, Meredith Starr was sitting outside in proper meditation position with his back to the window. And Baba silently came into the room that Margaret and some of the other women were and went over to the window and picked up just this little pebble and tossed it onto the back of Meredith, who would not disturb his meditation, but sort of shook it off and then continued in the depth of his meditation, you see, not being disturbed by worldly things. So Baba took another pebble and threw it on his bare back. And at this point, Meredith could not constrain himself, and he jumped up full of anger and turned around. Who was disturbing his meditation in this obviously humorous way? And he saw it was Baba. Well, the women just burst out laughing. And I think that was the end of some of the discipline. But it was very funny. Baba's just interrupting the formalities of this.
You should wait to break it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure it broke it with Meredith.
This gesture of his is that you meditate on him, isn't it? But when he is by your side, he is there. What need is for you to meditate?
It was a lovely lesson.
Yeah. What happens in your meditation, you lose sight of him while he is by your side, he is with you.
If you meditate, you create a distance, don't you?
Yeah. Meditate means a distance. Trying to bridge the distance through our thoughts.
Isn't just thinking of Baba, you know, when you think of him meditating?
Of course. With all your heart and soul. Meditating is to still your mind and pinpoint your thinking processes on a certain object which is dear to you, close to you. That's how it is. Mind hovers on something that is very dear to you, endearing to you, close to you. It is easy for the mind to hover on that instead of a variegated thing. So that's why meditation is useful, to still the mind. Mm-hmm. But what Baba says is, it is good to still the mind. Mind steady, still. But most important is to steal the mind. Mm-hmm. Mr. Robert, yeah. And through the processes of heart, mm-hmm. that can be done through love. Love can steal the mind. Yeah. Still means to keep silent, silent, keep it still. STIW. Yeah, he was very humorous, no doubt about it.